I imagine that many of us have been spending our time in recent weeks doing things that are very different from what we were doing 6 months ago in the middle of the summer. The seasons of the year might not completely regulate our lives in quite the same way as they did for our forefathers who were occupied on the land, but to some extent we're all governed by the passing times and seasons. So at this time of year, we don't spend so much time tending the garden or on other outside jobs or walking or outdoor pursuits. Perhaps as the new year approaches, we'll be starting to plan for next year's summer holiday when the weather's warmer than it is now. The writer of a book called Ecclesiastes in the Bible brings a unique perspective to bear as he looks around and considers what life means, what it's all about. In chapter 3 of his book, he thinks about the different seasons of life and how we find ourselves at one time doing quite the opposite of what we do at other times. He says, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven." The seasons of the year are just a small reflection of that wider truth. So in winter we stay indoors more, turn the heating up, and wrap up warm when we venture out. In summer we enjoy going out of doors, turn the heating off, and dress much more lightly. The writer of Ecclesiastes then gives us numerous examples of the roller coaster of life and of its varying and contradictory experiences at different times. It's a passage that's often read at funerals, perhaps because it reminds people that as well as being governed by times and seasons, life itself is limited by time and is finite. Elsewhere in his book, the writer adopts what at first sight seems to be a rather pessimistic outlook as he questions the point of much of what people spend their time on. However, there are passages in the book which direct our sights higher to the overarching purposes of God. One such reference is this in chapter 3, where he says, "God has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart." This verse tells us that we can appreciate the wonder of the passing times and seasons of life, but at the same time, we have a God-given awareness that this is not all. There is something beyond this life, something that's not limited by time, although our finite minds might struggle to understand it fully. And that really is the secret. We can make sense of the different experiences of life only when we view them in the light of eternity, when we see everything as part of God's eternal purpose. So when we pass, as we all do, through the more difficult or unpleasant experiences of life, it's usually rather pointless to ask, "Why is this happening?" That's a question that we often can't answer at the time. It's better to ask, "What does God want me to do now?" To try to seek his purpose for us, whatever the experience that we're passing through. Under God, we can enjoy the experiences that are pleasant and rise to the challenge of circumstances that are difficult, all the while seeking to keep an eternal perspective on these things. As the old hymn says, "Through all the changing scenes of life, in trouble and in joy, the praises of my God shall still my heart and tongue employ." In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul picks up the theme of times and seasons. One such reference is when he says, "Now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation." This reminds us of the Bible's teaching that this is a season when God has his door open for us to come to him. His Son Jesus is that door, that way to God. We've recently remembered at Christmas how Jesus came into the world and was born, and we think at Easter in particular of how he died on the cross for the sins of the world. The Apostle Paul is encouraging us to come through that door to God while we have the opportunity. Then we'll know, whatever seasons of life we pass through, that we can do so with God at our side if we come to him to ask his forgiveness for what we've done wrong and to trust him. So that's the most important thing, really. Not whatever times and seasons we're passing through, but who is with us at our side as we're passing through them and we can cope with these things if we know God and we have our hand in His. So as we look forward to the turn of the year, may God bless you in the year to come, whatever you're passing through at the moment. Thank you for listening.